the backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
Now we play the backwards game here on the K92 Morning Thing, Father's Day TV catchphrase edition.
Okay.
So we have three dads. Actually, it's two dads and an uncle, but he was a father figure. And their catchphrases here on the K92 Morning Thing. Monica, you go first in the game. It's TV dads and their catchphrases. The Homer Simpson, Homer J. Well, I was going to say one of the greatest dads of all time. Really, is one of the worst dads of all time.
I was about to say, you know, one of the times he choked out Bart?
How about one of the most iconic dads of all time?
Okay, very true.
That we can go with. So that is round one.
Beer.
We will move that and flip it around backwards. Monica Brooks, you will hear it two times. Beer. And then you will spit it back out and we'll see what it sounds like. Here we go. Time one.
Hurry.
It's two very distinct sounds. Time two.
Hurry.
Hurry.
There it is. I like your deep quality to your voice. I think you were missing the b in beer, but we will see what happens. Antoine is back from the soundproof chamber. He will hear it two times as well. It is beer.
Hurry.
That is time one of Homer Simpson. Time two is now.
Hurry.
Hurry.
That one I feel was better. I feel that was a strong performance right there, Antoine. Fine job.
I spent a lot of time watching The Simpsons.
Monica gave us this performance right here.
Hurry.
Hurry. So I feel like she's missing the B. That's what I said to her. Is you're missing the B. Let me reverse it around. We're listening for beer.
Beer.
It's a bad beer. I like your That's a strong right there, but it's a very bad beer. Let's see what Antoine delivers.
Hurry.
Here we go. Beer.
Beer.
Wow.
That's it.
Correct.
That's impressive. That's it. That was a good beer right there.
Give me one word. I can nail it.
Listen to that.
Beer.
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 It's almost better than forward. I mean, that's how good it was that you did that backwards. That is a point for Antoine in round one of the game. We now move to round two. This is all TV dads and their catchphrases, though it's two dads and an uncle. Here's your uncle, Uncle Jesse from Full House.
Have mercy.
But he was like a father figure.
Have mercy.
And he eventually had kids on the show.
Yeah, Nikki and Alex.
The Goofy twins.
Yeah.
Never did make an appearance on Full House. So Monica, head on into the soundproof chamber. That was, you know, I want to say, you can't say things like, well, that's when Full House started to go downhill, because I believe they started at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. So it's kind of hard to go down from there. But it was, oh my God. They actually did go down from there. Death Valley is where they made it. All right, Monica, you go to the soundproof chamber. Okay, get out of here. We are going to hear Have Mercy. Two times backwards, Antoine. Here's time one.
He's from...
kind of a whiny quality to it.
He's from...
He, sir? Have...
I'm not as confident about that one for you. It's okay, because Monica is going to win this round anyway as we continue in the backwards game.
And
she's back.
I have to double check. Did you say they did or did not make an appearance on Fuller House, Nikki and Alex?
I thought they didn't, but now I might be wrong.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
They were like the first season of Fuller House for one episode.
What's embarrassing is I've seen every episode of Fuller House.
You loved it. I don't know. I wouldn't say you love that show, but you appreciate it.
It was not that bad. It was better than Full House. I'll say that. Of the two shows, Fuller House was better. I watched it because my daughter watched it. And I don't know, man. I kind of got a thing for Stephanie Tanner now. Now she
grew
up.
She grew up.
She grew up now.
She grew up.
Candace Cameron's cute too.
Yeah, but CJ,
Stephanie cutie.
She grew up.
And she was on meth for a while, too.
But she grew up.
She did.
Correct. Like, skip over that.
Well, I know, but I give her props.
Monica, she grew up.
She got all into meth and managed to clean herself up. So I'm very proud of her.
She did.
All right, Monica, you are listening for Have Mercy. Backwards two times. Time one.
He's from...
Uncle Jesse's catchphrase. Time two.
He's from...
He's from...
You know, not bad, not good either. But in round two, I'd say nothing goes. You could say anything goes, or really nothing goes.
Nothing goes.
Yeah, the winner is already
really
been determined. Antoine, round what you were listening for. Have mercy.
He, sir. Have.
Sort of sounds like, please, sir, can I have some more?
I'm asking nicely.
Yes.
Fine. Mercy.
Eh, you know. I give you a meh. Hmm. Monica.
His strum va.
He's strum va.
He's strum vad. What does he strum va when you flip it around the other way? We're listening for have mercy.
Have mercy.
Wow. Correct.
That's good gracious.
Ooh. This is a good day for y'all.
That was really good.
I mean, you were going to win that round no matter what.
Surprise
but that was
you won
legit,
that round.
That was legit right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
It's always amazing when you impress yourself. You think, man, I thought I stunk. But wow.
That
interesting.
Was good.
It's like, oh.
Okay. We now move to the third and final and deciding round in the game. He's one of the most iconic TV dads of all time. Wasn't really my thing, but Tim Taylor of Home Improvement.
Yeah.
And he would host the Home Improvement show, and they would all make the noise, and everyone would yell for what?
More power.
So we want more power,
goodness.
And we want ours. Monica, you'll hear it two times backwards. More power. And then we'll flip it around. Here we go. Time one. You almost have to count how many times you got to grunt, too.
Mm.
Here we go. Time two.
The Raph Loam.
That was worth it right there. I don't really care what happens the rest of the game. I enjoyed that. That was good. Good performance, Monica.
All right, I'm back.
I don't know if it was good in that it sounded right, but it was good that I enjoyed it, so thank you. Antoine is back from the soundproof chamber. You're going to hear more power. Two times backwards. Here's time one. This is good. Good job, Zach. Good. I enjoyed yours too. It's kind of Home Improvement meets the Arsenio Hall show, which
yeah.
is good. I like that. What is going to happen in the game? Who will win?
Oh.
Let me get Antoine's nailed right there. Monica Brooks, how do you feel your chances are? You've heard Antoine. Do you think you will win?
Antoine, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. But I think that I did well with mine.
Okay. I get what you're saying. You have no idea. Because we never know. You never know until we get to this moment.
You know.
Here's what Monica gave us.
The giraffe loan.
Giraffe loan.
Love a giraffe loan.
Because they're expensive, so you got to get a giraffe loan.
I think some of those loan places do those. Come get the giraffe loan, because they extend the time that you need to pay. Oh, my God. Here we go.
Wildfire. I heard a little bit in there.
How did you make your voice get all warbly like that?
What did you hear in there? What did you hear?
I heard power somewhere in there.
I tell you what I heard.
Okay, all right.
When we got to the... She sounded tired. I'm awful tired.
Wildfire.
The big fat dog that doesn't want to run. Just,
please tired.
Don't come in the house. I'm tired. Antoine, more power.
Allegro.
I'm feeling Antoine's performance. Before I flip it around, I feel like it's going to be better than Monica's, but who knows? Let's go.
More gather.
Boy, your dog sounds like he has asthma.
He's wearing a mask, okay?
That is true.
My dog is wearing a mask.
Okay. One final time. Let me hear Monica's one more time because it is close.
Wildfire.
Antoine.
More gather.
Oh, man. It's very close.
Yeah. Here you go, Zach.
I don't want to give it to her, but I think Monica's is better.
Correct.
I don't know. I'm giving it to Monica. I don't know.
What?
I liked her barking just a little
bit. I thought
Ava
had it.
What?
I don't know. And I wanted to give it to him on the principle of that at least the guy should win heading into Father's Day, but I don't know. I went with Monica instead. The tired, old, obese dog that just says, don't come in here, mailman. I don't know what to do anymore.